Bot traffic, deepfakes, and the Postal Service's quiet crisis. Bot traffic has overtaken human traffic on Cloudflare's network, meaning more than half of all web requests flowing through one of the world's largest network operators are now automated rather than human-generated. The implications extend across multiple industries: how internet activity is measured, how advertising is priced on the assumption of human eyeballs, and how AI systems that train on web content are affected when the majority of that content is generated or amplified by other automated systems. That feedback loop, AI systems increasingly training on content shaped by other AI, is one of the more underexamined long-term risks in the current AI development trajectory. Malwarebytes documented a deepfake scam in which criminals cloned OnlyFans creators faces and voices to impersonate them and solicit Cash App payments from fans. The scam is effective because parasocial relationships in subscription content communities are unusually close and personal. Fans are conditioned to receive personalized messages from creators, making a deepfake replicating appearance and voice difficult to distinguish from authentic interaction. The technology barrier to executing this scam is now, according to the documentation, essentially zero. California State Senator Scott Wiener, one of the most prominent AI policy legislators in the country, known for his work on AI safety bills and responsible deployment frameworks, became an AI misuse story himself when an AI chatbot associated with his operation reportedly mocked political rival Grace Chan. Nancy Pelosi led Democrats in condemning it. The fact that Wiener, of all people, is at the center of this episode, given his years of advocacy for AI guardrails, is an irony that requires no embellishment. The U.S. Postal Service lost $2.5 billion in a single quarter and warned of post office closures, a story that risks getting lost amid technology news, but carries significant weight for rural communities with no meaningful alternative for package delivery, prescription medication, and government correspondence. The financial model of universal service obligation, delivering everywhere at the same price, was never going to survive the structural shift from first-class mail to packages without legislative reform. That reform has not happened, and the quarterly loss is the compounding consequence of that inaction.